Joined on the pregame show now by Brody Donay, one of the heroes last night. Unfortunately, fell just short, but five RBIs, four hits, first pro homer. Yeah. Walk me through, that feeling of being able to come up right away and contribute right away in your first pro season here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling. I mean, in all honesty, just each at bat, I try to go up there and put a barrel on the ball and kind of hit it hard somewhere. You know, you don't always get the hits you want when you hit it hard, but eventually good things will happen. So that was my goal, and my approach is just go up there and hit something hard and hopefully score a couple runs with it.
What's the adjustment been like to the pros for you? Obviously, this is your third or fourth game here with the River Dogs today, but you've got draft camp before that. What's it all been like for you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, coming from the SEC, played a lot of good talents, so that definitely helped quite a bit. So just getting used to the day-in-day life of it is kind of the big thing for me, kind of being able to adjust to it and learn the routines of pro ball is a good thing.
Yeah, you mentioned the SEC. I know it's a small sample size for you, but how does the pitching compare SEC versus here in single A?
I would say it's pretty similar. I mean, you got guys who throw hard all the time. Same thing with the SEC. You have guys who throw hard all the time, maybe more so here. But, you know, I feel like in pro ball, you're going to have a bunch of guys who will throw hard and either have carry, sink, or a plus-plus slider or some plus-plus off-speed pitch. And in college, oftentimes, that's not the case. They just throw hard. So it's just more pitchability and more control up here compared to the SEC, when sometimes you just have arms going up there chucking it, not really knowing truly where it's going or what's happening.
A little more polish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Now, looking at that home run last night, 428 feet is what we had it at. Do you know what the longest home run you've ever hit is? Is that up there?
It's definitely up there. Trackman had me my freshman year of college. Says I hit a ball 520. So a little farther. Yeah.
In game?
Yeah, in game, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What game was that?
We played Marshall in the midweek, and some dude just left a heater right down the middle, and I hit over the batter's eye. So, yeah.
That's insane. So, obviously, with your frame, you know, that comes with pop. Mm-hmm. There's a player comp that comes to mind for a lot of people when they see a really tall, power-hitting baseball player these days, and that's Aaron Judge. Who would you compare yourself to if you had to pick your own player comp?
As of right now, like developing into the hitter I am, I'm kind of trying to simulate a similarity leg lift as Aaron Judge did. So sure. I would say Aaron Judge because in college, I was no stride, so that's something I've been working on once I got to pro ball with striding and kind of just looking at his swing and being able to kind of learn how he uses his big body and is able to move really well is kind of something that I've wanted to figure out how to do as well. And I'd say probably him right now because of the consistency of how I'm hitting the ball hard and stuff like that.
So why incorporate stride now?
Just to maximize my power. I mean, with a metal bat, I could get away with it. You know, miss hitting balls like 100 or whatever, and then you don't get the freebies that you get with the wood bat. So, yeah.
Makes sense. Now, growing up in Florida, from Lakeland, who's your pro team growing up?
I've always liked the Rays. I went to Rays games all the time when I was a kid, but I was always a Rays and a Red Sox fan.
Okay, so that's a very interesting combo.
Yeah, the reason I was a Red Sox fan is my grandfather. He kind of, every time I go over there, he had the Red Sox on, so kind of watched them. But definitely being from Tampa or from Lakeland, it's really nice to be near the Rays. I've always rooted for them and always really liked them as a team.
Now, another thing with you positionally, it's interesting that, you know, you've been a catcher, obviously much larger than your average catcher. When did you start catching?
Probably from the first game I ever played. I mean, it's kind of, and I stuck with it. Everyone kind of was like, oh, you're too big for this, you're too big for that. And I'm just like, I'm just going to sit back here and see what happens and play my game. And it works out, it works out. So
yeah. So when did you hit your growth spurt?
Probably say I started, I mean, I was always tall, but say I got above 6 foot, probably freshman year of high school. So. Yeah.
So you're used to the big frame behind the plate.
Yeah, no doubt.
Last question. With the height, How often do you get mistaken for a basketball player?
A lot. Walking around, people are always like, oh, do you play basketball, whatever? And I'm like, nah, I'm actually a baseball player. So, yeah, it definitely happens quite often.
Well, Brody, congrats on the game yesterday and continued success. Best of luck. Yeah,
thank you.